I'm glad you all made it today. It's a beautiful day. It's the start of baseball season, I know, and we appreciate you taking time out to talk a little bit with the Bears. I was doing a little research today, and I knew that we had a significant number of signings or expiring contracts this past year. I pulled up an article from Brad Biggs and said was on August 31st, we had 27 guys that were expiring contracts. And a lot of good players in that bunch. Well, as of today, we have signed 28 players since the Friday before the Green Bay game, our last game. 16 of those are returning Bear players. 9 of them are unrestricted free agents and 3 street free agents. So a lot of work has been performed up through this time. And obviously, we're very excited about the group of players that have signed. But I do want to take just a moment to thank those people and all their hard work and effort to get to this point. And obviously, we have a lot more work out in front of us. But Kevin Turks, our pro director, and Dwayne Joseph, our associate pro director, deserve a lot of credit for all their work and evaluations and keeping things organized out in front of us. Obviously, our coaches, for their evaluations and their efforts in terms of recruiting, because this time of the year is very much about recruiting, and they did a great job recruiting back those former Bear players and recruiting new players such as Jared. I want to say a special thanks to Mel Tucker, who was relentless in this effort. He's done a great job throughout recruiting, you know, our former players and the new group of players that we've signed. He should be given thanks for his efforts. Also want to say thank you to Ken Harris, Jared Allen's agent, and obviously with Cliff, who did an unbelievable job hammering the contract out. The structure was a little bit different. It took a lot of creative thinking on both sides and listening to each other and trusting each other, and those two together worked tirelessly throughout the evening. I think I got the final text about quarter after 12. That we had it all done and was excited about it. But thanks to both of those guys for their efforts. To Virginia McCaskey and to George McCaskey for their incredible support and continued support. And I also want to say one last person who was a big part of this process behind the scenes was Ted Phillips, who came up to our hotel room twice during the negotiation of this contract. And was a great sounding board and offered great input and was a big part of getting it done. And just want to thank Ted for his efforts. Jerry has added to a group of starting veterans that came back, you know, started with Jay and Matt and Tim and Tony and Robbie right off the offset at the end of the season and continued on with Charles and Roberto and DJ. Jeremiah Ratliff in terms of returning veteran starters. It's great to have him join us. We're very excited about what he's going to add to our group and our effort to continue towards our goals of winning championships. You know, I want to tell you a little story about Jared. Obviously, playing against this team since I've been here with the Bears, and when I was in Atlanta, we played against them, and when I was in Kansas City, we played against them. So I've seen a lot of tape on him. You know, obviously, I noticed when he ran into Lance Lewis by accident last year. Also, I do a little thing that after every signing or draft choice, you know, we watch a lot of tape. Obviously, there's a lot of people involved in that process. But for myself, I do kind of a last second. After the signing has happened or after the choice has happened, I do a little transaction checker. We can call it buyer's remorse check if you want. But I always watch one more tape after it's happened to make sure that I had all the ducks aligned and that we were getting the person and the player that we thought we were. Well, with Jared this morning, before he came in to talk, I randomly went through his games, and I looked and I said, I need something at the end of the season to see where his motor was at that part of the year. And I need something against a good opponent. Somebody that was in the playoffs, so I grabbed the Philadelphia Eagle tape. And I did not remember at the time that they put it on the Eagles pretty good. But so let's see what this guy's got against Jason Peters, who went to the Pro Bowl. two sacks, tackle for loss, two hits on the quarterbacks, two pressure. Felt pretty good. Feel real good about him being here. So you passed the test, Jared. Relentless player, high-energy player, successful in all areas of his life. He's greatly grown through his time in the league. You know, this is a five-time Pro Bowler, four-time All-Pro, former NFL Player of the Year. But he continues to have productivity, and that's why we're interested. At this point in his career, you know, with 11.5 sacks last year, 52 tackles, in the top end of rushers in this league and the top end of defensive players. Very excited to have him here. Very excited to welcome him, Jared, and his wife, Amy, and his daughter, Brinley, to the Chicago Bear family.